play a football program with a great tradition. You know, you're watching the tape and you see on the sideline the years, the 3 years they've won the national championship. And I think that kind of puts it in perspective. You know, we haven't played 3 years of football, and this program's won 3 national championships. And so that's kind of perspective, a little bit of where the programs are. We're excited about the opportunity, a very good football team. It's won their last couple games. They're finding a way to win it. They're finding a way to finish games off. When you look at them, you know, offensively, they like to run the ball. I think their offense is really centered around their quarterback and their offensive line. They roll a lot of running backs in there, and they do a nice job of running the ball. The kid can throw it as well. But they like to run the football, and the quarterback's a good player, and they're big up front. You know, it's going to look like Land of the Giants when we jog out on the field, and we're not going to be on the side of the Giants. And defensively, they're solid. They're tall, big, you know, physical guys. They've really played well in the second half of the last couple games, and found a way to win ball games. But they sound on defense, you know. Sound on offense, really, really good football team. What you've seen, their coach has done a great job in his second year. They've made a lot of personnel changes in the first part of the year to try to get everything lined up the way they want it, whether that be through injury or trying to get some young kids involved. And they're getting the pieces in place, and you can see them trending in an upward direction as far as finding ways to win games where they were losing some games close. They're finding a way to win those games now. And you can see them trending in the right direction as far as what they're doing and where they're going. So really good football team, well coached. Going to be an unbelievable environment. I think it's kind of what college football is about to me. You know, they're passionate about their football in the state of Montana. And Montana State, they're awful passionate about their football. And I think this is a great experience, a great opportunity for our football program to go into that kind of environment. And compete against a really good football team. So we're looking forward to the opportunity. We know it's going to be a great challenge. We're going to have to go play extremely well to beat a team like this, but we're definitely looking forward to the opportunity. So at this point, I'll open the floor for questions.
Coach, First Presbyterian, it was enough, I think, in the first quarter. They did a good job on those on the edges. What are some of the adjustments you made in the Presbyterian game to kind of open up the offense?
Well, to be honest with you, the first couple of drives, we just missed some blocks. And then we got off schedule and got behind, and then we couldn't get back on schedule. And that really hurt us early on. And then the third drive, we moved the ball down the field, and then we got a really negative play. It was about a -8 or -9 yard play that got us off schedule there. So, you know, it's all about positive plays, and sometimes a couple yard gain is okay. But we had some negative plays that got us off schedule. So I don't say there was a ton of adjustments other than you know, we didn't come out playing particularly fast and particularly hard. I think we needed to turn that up a little bit and then make sure everybody dialed into doing their job a little bit better. And once we did that, you know, we had some positive things happen. We were able to drive the ball and move the ball down the field. So really wasn't, you know, we kind of knew where they were going to be. There's some subtle things they do a little different, but we kind of knew where they were going to be. But it was just nicing some things up and playing a little bit better.
Facing this quarterback, who's kind of the catalyst of their offensive dynamic player, how much does it prepare you a little bit more having faced a Tyrell Maxwell and to a smaller extent maybe a Ben Cheek that's a mobile, move the ball around, make things happen guy?
Well, I think some of the stuff people do offensively, there's some carryover for us. We haven't played this quarterback. He's different. You know, he's not Maxwell. He's like him. He's not, you know what I mean? He's his own dynamic playmaker and himself. So I think some of the stuff people do schematically, there's definitely carryover, you know, from what we've had the last few weeks especially. But this kid's a really good player. And he's physical. He'll run the ball. He can throw it, you know. So that's going to be the challenge, you know. And I think when it boils down to it, you know, you got to win up front on both sides of the ball to give yourself the best chance. I think that's going to be the challenge.
Having gone into a Liberty where the atmosphere is as close as you're going to find in the Big South to where you're going, does it help you a little bit having gone into a situation like that, having success, loud crowd, all the things, and then you go into a similar situation, albeit a bigger crowd out there?
Yeah, you know, obviously we haven't been there, but we know about the crowd, and they're, like I said, they're passionate about their team, and I think our kids are going to enjoy being in that environment. You know, that beats being in environments where there's not a lot of atmosphere, I can tell you that. So I think it'll be a great opportunity for our kids. I think they're going to be excited about it, excited about the opportunity, and, you know, we'll kind of see what happens.
Noticing the two deep, there's a couple of changes I saw where Jace isn't listed, Dustin Claybo stepping in, and Daniel David is down, Tommy Bryant's up. What's the situation with both those guys?
Yeah, Daniel's out for this week. Hopefully he'll be back next week. He got dinged up late in the game Saturday. Jace, there's a chance he can go. He's not officially out. We just got to kind of see how the rest of the week goes and see where he's at. But obviously he got hurt in the game and didn't play the rest of the game. So we'll see where he's at as far as the rest of the week goes. But Daniel's definitely out. Sam Outlaw is, I would say, doubtful. Hopefully we can get him back, but I would say doubtful right now. We'll see where that goes the rest of the week as well. I think from an injury standpoint, Matt Frank is back. He was out last week. He's back. And I think really, I'm trying to think if there's anybody else. That's from an injury standpoint, I think that's kind of where we are. We got some guys nicked up and banged up, but shoot, man, that says this time of year, you're going to be that way a little bit.
The trip, going multiple time zones away, does the time change and the different way that you guys are traveling, does that affect anything that's going on during the week, or how do any adjustments to regular travel?
No, we're not traveling any different. We flew to Liberty. We're gonna fly to Bozeman. We fly to Chattanooga. We've done that our last however many flights. So we'll get on a bus and we'll go get on a plane and we'll fly in and we'll stop by the stadium on our way to the hotel, and then we'll get on our Friday night routine and we'll get up and we'll go play. After the game's over, we'll load the buses up, go back to the airport, and come home.
But nothing with the 2-hour time difference makes a difference trying to keep guys on regular schedule, things like that, like you'd be in Eastern time.
No, you know, you really can't do that because the game time is the game time, if that makes sense. So once we get there, we'll get on the time the game is, which is 12 o'clock, and we'll go from there. You're not there long enough one way or the other, to be honest with you. And that's what I'm kind of saying. We're going to go in, we're going to get on our Friday night routine, we're going to get up, we're going to go play. And I don't think we'll be there long enough one way or the other to affect it either way.
Regardless of the outcome Saturday, all your Big South goals still lie out there ahead of you. That said, can you speak a little bit to what this game and going out and having a chance to beat a team like this means a little bit more on the larger scale or the national scale FCS-wise?
Well, I think it's big because, again, when I started talking about the history of their program and the championships they've won and the things they've done, and I think for us as a young program, as we continue to build and grow and brand our program, to have a chance to go in a different part of the country and do this, I think it lands on a little more of a national scale than anything we've done to date. And I told our kids this. You know, it's, and so I think what a great opportunity, you know, to go do this in a different environment. You know, it's just, I told our guys, man, what a great, just a great opportunity. And I do think it's for the first chance on a little more of a national scale. You know, whatever happens, but we're going to have a chance to go make a little bit, another mark about what Kennesaw State football is about, how we go about our business, you know, how we play, what we, you know, just all those things that we're continuing to try to do week in, week out, in the growth process of this program. I think it's just another step, you know, and so I know I'm excited about the opportunity. Our kids are excited about the opportunity. And we'll see what happens.
Coach, you got to be excited that you're breaking into the top 25. When you got hired on here, of course, all the unknowns, to say this program in its third year is going to get national attention that it's gotten and be all over ESPN with, you know, Justin Sumter's plays and national attention being a top 25 school. Just talk about what does that mean to you, and was that a goal coming in to be where you are today?
I didn't really have a schedule never had a schedule. We had an ultimate goal of what we wanted to do as a program, and I've told you guys that before. We're trying to build a championship football program. There was no schedule. We just try to get better every day and let it take its course. I don't get caught up in rankings. It's great. It's good exposure for our kids. It's recognition. That's all awesome. But at the end of the day, where are we at the end of the year? Where are we as far as the growth of our program? Have we met the goals we've set out to do? And to me, that's really what matters. I think for us as a young program, you never want to, you know, it's good recognition for our kids. We were ranked last year too, and went out and got beat the next week. So I think the big thing is we have an end goal. What we try to do here is take it day to day. And I told our guys on Monday in the meeting, you don't get caught up in circumstances, you get caught up in the process. Let's get caught up in Monday. Let's get caught up in Tuesday. Then we'll get caught up in Wednesday and Thursday, and that'll lead us to Saturday. And that's how you succeed. That's how you get better. If you get caught up in all the other stuff, you lose sight of what you're trying to get accomplished. And that happens very easily.
Have you had a chance to meet the new athletic director?
I met him back for a moment. He was on campus back during fall camp. Not for real long, but I had a chance to meet him for a few minutes. Obviously excited about the new hire. You look at his resume for the things we're trying to accomplish here in this athletic department in football. I think he really checks all the marks of what President Owens wanted to get accomplished. So we're awfully excited about that, awfully excited about the hire, ready to get him here and get going. There's been a lot of different things going on here, a lot of transition, a lot of different stuff, but we're excited about Milton and him being a part of this program and looking forward to the great things to come.
Talking about things that are bringing national attention, this guy got on the Offensive Player of the Year award list. There's 36 people on that list across the country in FCS. What do you think it means about him and the visibility it brings to the program for him being on that list?
Well, I think obviously Chandler's done a great job, and his leadership and the way he goes about his business is really what makes him who he is. I mean, he's a dadgum good football player, and I think we know that, but really it's all the other things that really makes him who he is, and he deserves all the recognition he gets, but I think he'll tell you the same thing I would say, is that there's some things for our football team that we're trying to accomplish, and though we're appreciative and we love all these, the recognition that individuals get, and very deserving, and I'm not minimizing them at all, but at the end of the day, there's some things we're trying to accomplish as a football team, and that's really what we're trying to get done. But I'm proud of him, proud of all our kids, and I don't want to minimize any individual recognition, because I'm awfully proud of our kids. We're kind of on a mission right now. There's some things we want to get done. And though those are nice, that's not what's on the board in the meeting room.
Anything else? All right, thanks, Coach.
Appreciate you guys.